White, W.C. White, May. Sanitarium Farm, Hornsby Junction, New South Wales, Australia. January 18, 1900. Dear children and May White, I expected to be with you today, but when it came case in hand, Sarah was determined I should not go that 2 hours' ride alone. We did not know when Brother and Sister Robinson went to Currumbong, the train they would be on, and therefore we did not take advantage of the occasion. Sarah has not had much rest since coming here. The first full week was solid hard work. We had a few days to get settled, then company has come quite frequently, which, with the inconvenience of cooking, has made it hard for her. And I expect as long as we are here, there will be company to wait upon and occupy time. I thought if I could get to Maitland next Sabbath, I would be pleased to meet with them, for I do not hear anything from them. I wish you would write a few words in regard to these things. Perhaps we will hear this evening. I shall go to Parramatta early tomorrow morning. I have not been there since we moved to Currumbong. I like the atmosphere here very much. We always have a splendid breeze on the front piazza. Yesterday, Brother John Wessels, his wife, his wife's mother, and the hired girl, and his boy and Brother Robinson's son were here. We had a very pleasant visit. They brought their lunch. I was sorry there was no fruit they could have. It seems to be gone now, with exception of apples, and few of them are ripe enough to eat. Brethren Wessels and Robinson walked up, and we took horse and carriage and went for them, but all chose to walk back to station. Sister Wessels could not ride in the carriage, it hurt her. Brother and Sister Robinson and Gladys and Brother John Wessels were up to see us, I think last Sunday. Brother and Sister Hughes were here Monday and left Tuesday. So you see we have no dearth of visitors. We are glad to see them all, but it is not so we can entertain them as we wish. They are very faithful in sending us food. We do not use the beets and carrots, thus no need to send. I am very sleepy much of the time today. This afternoon I slept about 1 hour. There are some things that worry us here. The men tell me why they must have horse and cart and plow, the implements that farmers need. Just now is the time to plow the land and begin to put in crops. I tell them they must go to Brother Sharp. I told him what was needed, but I do not think anything will be done about the matter, and unless something is done, there will be a loss in fruit-bearing trees next year. Brother Ryan seems to understand what needs to be done and wants something to work with. There is fruit all the time in apples. No peaches until the late ones come on. There are many pears, but they are not ripe yet. I tried them by having them cooked. They cooked up soft, but did not have flavor as if they were ripe. I think there will be a large crop of pears, some fair and nice, others rough and not nice in appearance. It is a very hot day today, but there is a breeze from the sea. Everything is so unhandy that if company comes as they have done, I think we had better be at home. I wanted to go yesterday, but I did want Sarah to remain. If she insists on coming with me, as yesterday, I may have her come, but I should not return. She will return to get things packed up, and to save expense, I consented to remain until next week, and then we would all pull up and return. Sister Peck enjoys this outing ever so much, and if Sarah and she would only remain and let me return home, I should think it the right thing to do. If I only had known when Brother and Sister Hughes went back, I would have gone with them. We went to the station at Hornsby, and they were not on the train. I do think it best for me to come home. If it would not be too much trouble, I wish you would send a horse and carriage for me at Dora Creek if you get this in season. Mother, I may come and I may not.